Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back, everybody, Average to Savage podcast. For those that are looking for an adventure, a fun time, a team bonding, community building experience, October 10th to the 13th, Savage Adventure Camp at New River Gorge, West Virginia. Come join us if there's still tickets left by the time this comes out. DM me on Instagram if you definitely want to come, or go to my website, mattscaletti.com, snag your ticket there. Any questions, reach out to me. It's going to be epic. It's going to get us out of our comfort zone. You will meet best friends for life there, and I hope you can join us. Just wanted to give a shout out to that before we dive in on how to create a breakthrough. How to create a breakthrough in mindset, in performance, in lifestyle. This is the blueprint I have used multiple times to create a breakthrough. The truth creates the best version of yourself by first identifying false truths. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, what the heck does Matt mean by false truths? You are born perfect. Society over time, whether that's family, friends, media, teachers, plants these false truths inside of you that you begin to believe. The sad part is some people believe them for years, for decades, for life. I get goosebumps saying it because I'm one of those people who almost fell into this trap of believing what society put in my head years ago that was not true. It was false. Now, let me talk about some false truths that you may be able to relate to. When you were growing up as a kid, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, we fully believed there was a flying ghost that would come into our bedroom at night, remove a tooth from under our pillow, and just happen to know exactly when to come in, what night we would be putting the tooth under there, sneak the tooth out, and slide in some money. We believed this, didn't we? The tooth fairy. We believed in the tooth fairy for years and years. And then what happened? We realized it was a false truth. It was our parents doing that. Or a loved one, somebody we lived with at the time did this. Similar example can be met with a large individual, probably too large to fit down a chimney, that would come in on December the 24th, magically make it to every home or many homes across the globe in one night, and leave us with a gift as long as we were good over the course of that calendar year. Of course, we're talking about Santa Claus, which many of us believed in until whatever the age was, 10, 11, 12, 13, and then realized this is a false truth. Tooth fairy, Santa Claus. What about the American dream? There's a false truth to go on a deeper level put in us growing up. I don't know about you, but for me, what success is, the American dream was instilled in my head that you get older, you go to college, you get a job, you marry the woman of your dreams, you buy a house, maybe you have kids, you live happily ever after. Many of you listening to this recording know that that is not true. You're going to have setbacks. There's going to be issues. The divorce rate is over 50%. Your child will have something wrong with them. There's going to be a difficult in-law situation or family situation. Your parents die. You're not told any of this. Now, I believe in the American dream more than anybody, but that idea of this is the progression you have to live by, and that is what happiness and success is all about, is bull. It's not true. Think about some of your false truths. I'll share one of mine. My false truth that I held on to until my mid to late 20s was I suck at public speaking. That entire truth, false truth, came from a sample size of one when I forgot a speech in fifth grade, my first big speech in front of the whole school. I had it memorized, but I left the speech in my locker. Had I just had the piece of paper on me, I would not have blanked out and went silent in front of hundreds of people for 10 or 15 seconds until my fifth grade teacher bailed me out. That false truth that I left that engagement with was, I am a terrible public speaker. That wasn't the case. It was a sample size of one, and I just forgot my speech. If I'd have had it in my pocket, the whole story would have changed. I took that story with me through sixth grade, seventh grade, high school, college, internships, jobs, from the fifth grade, from one speech. I had this false truth that I could have died with, but I decided to take a different route. We'll talk about the other steps as we move on. Every other week, we're going to go through a different step. Today is step one on creating a breakthrough. Step one is to identify the false truth. Now, you might be thinking, well, Matt, how do I identify the false truth? Well, here we go. Think of an area in your life that you're currently struggling in. It could be any area. Here's some examples. Maybe it's your health. Maybe you're overweight. Maybe you just don't feel good with your body. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe you're in credit card debt. Maybe you don't have anything saved. Maybe it's your career. You're just going down the wrong path. You want to change it up. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend. Maybe it's a relationship with somebody else, a friendship, a parent, a grandparent, a son, a daughter, a grandchild, aunt, uncle, whoever. Maybe it's your contribution. Maybe you want to give back more. Maybe that's where you're struggling. Your mission. Think about an area you're currently struggling in. Now, what is the story you're telling yourself about that area? And I'll give you an example. I hear this all the time, especially with health. If the area you're struggling in, I've done health coaching off and on for over a decade, and most of the time it's something like this. The story they're telling themselves is, you might be telling yourself this, well, my whole family's overweight. My whole family has never been healthy. Okay, these are 35 to 40-year-old people telling me this. Your family doesn't control you anymore. This is your life. It's time for you to take accountability over that life. The story is my family is unhealthy, or the friends I hang out with are unhealthy. Well, there's two options there. You can change friends, or you can go a different path and become healthy even with your friends not being healthy. That's a tough path to take, you branching off and being the only one. Or I'll hear this a lot. I'm big boned, or this is just the way it has to be. The difficult part about that is the false truth kills hope. False truths crush hope. Think about that truth. I'm just big boned. This is just the way it has to be. That will kill any chance of hope. I had the same thing when it came to public speaking. Oh, I just have to avoid speaking in public. Or worse, I need to drink alcohol before I speak. That makes it a lot worse. That's a false truth. That story you tell yourself is the false truth. That's how you identify the false truth. That is step one, is to identify the false truth and pull out that false story you've been telling yourself for maybe 1, 3, 5, 10 years or decades, identify that false, crappy, not true truth. That's step one. We're going to go over step two in 2 weeks when we do another one-on-one episode like this, when I'm sharing some stories and how to create a breakthrough in your life. Step one, identify that false truth. Please write it down. Think about that story you're telling yourself, because it is not the real you. It was planted in you some time ago by society, friends, family, teacher, whoever, and it's not the real you. We're going to get to the real you in the future as we go through this three-step process on creating a breakthrough. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Again, check out Savage Adventure Camp October 10th to the 13th down in New River Gorge, West Virginia. Whitewater rafting, rock climbing, community building, fire pits, great food, amazing community. Check it out, mattscaletti.com. I love you all. And as always, stay savage. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.